Whoso is on Jehovah's side, let him come unto me, Exodus 32:26. This statement was made by Moses as he descended Mount Sinai and saw that the people had broken loose, for Aaron had let them loose for derision among their enemies. It was due to these events that Moses cast the tables out of his hand and brake them beneath the mount, Exodus 32:19. These acts, which Moses said to Joshua are the noise of them that sing, was in actuality a departure from Jehovah and into idolatry. As Jehovah said to Moses, "Go, get thee down, for thy people that thou broughtest up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed unto it, and said, These are thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Exodus 32:7-8. In the religious world of our day, mention is often made regarding the error of idolatry. But, as is true with many doctrines and practices, there is little thought to how these actions are perceived by Jehovah. In our text, the severity of idolatry is described by two observations, that is, of Jehovah and of Moses. The occasion is described as follows. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the gold rings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people brake off the golden rings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received it at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, and made it a molten calf. And they said, These are thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow shall be a feast to Jehovah. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. To which Jehovah spake unto Moses, Go, get thee down, for thy people that thou broughtest up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed unto it, and said, These are thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And Jehovah said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee a great nation, Exodus 32:1-6, to which Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands, and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made, and burnt it with fire, and ground it to powder, and strewed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, What did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought a great sin upon them? Exodus 32:19-20. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jehovah, who said unto Moses regarding this great sin, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. Exodus 32:9-10.